Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
106.7 The Fan. Dude, listen to this. We have made it late enough in the season. I've never experienced this. I'm going to be totally transparent from a reporter's side of this. I have covered a number of Super Bowls. And when you get that deep into the season, when you get to the Super Bowl, the NFL takes over everything, and the media requirements all change. Everything starts to look different. You're no longer in locker rooms. It's all podium sessions, and just everything changes. And that's Super Bowl week, and I've seen it. I've been used to that. I've never covered a conference championship game. But what I've learned is the NFL kind of starts to take over, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So going into practice this week, and it's funny because I was texting with Kerwin about this earlier, about if we knew what the practice schedule would be. Normally Dan Quinn talks Wednesday and then again Friday. Dan Quinn's going to be available all 3 days this week.
Yeah.
Both coordinators. They're also going to have Brian Johnson available. That may be a Philly-specific thing. I'm not sure. This is fascinating to me. The quarterbacks across the NFL always talk on Wednesdays. That's mandated from sea to shining sea. Quarterbacks are talking Wednesday and Friday.
Hey, bro, the NFL sells this league by the quarterback, and they're going to make sure you hear from the quarterbacks.
Well,
especially having all the quarterbacks that they have in there. Josh Allen, they've been pushing him all year. You know that.
Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes is the guy. Jaden is the up-and-coming guy. Jalen Hurts also with Philadelphia and having Saquon. I bet you Saquon going to do more media than other running backs.
Sure. Well, yeah. And the other thing that's fascinating is if you watch that game yesterday and then you heard his comments after the game, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback, I don't know that anybody's 100%. I don't know that that dude's 80%. He is clearly beat up, and then you saw him what looked like kind of hurt his knee towards the end of that game. And all he said after is, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that right now. I was able to finish the game. And that's great. But, dude, the fact that Hurts is going to talk Friday afternoon also is pretty interesting because that'll be after the last practice. Maybe we get a little bit of injury information. If that wasn't enough, we will have Daryl Green at 1 o'clock on Wednesday this week, which will be awesome. I mean, I know two dudes that were in the last time Washington played in the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
I know two guys that played in it, and they will both be on the show Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Who are those two guys?
There will be three guys on the show Wednesday at 1 o'clock. One of them has big ears and is a white dude and did not play in that game. And the other two played in that game. And have
that's a B-Mitch guy?
Yeah. That'll be dope. Also, this is awesome. So this Sunday, we get the NFC Championship game right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Yes.
Sunday, you can listen to 106.7 The Fan for Commanders-Eagles in the NFC title game, plus full pregame show, full postgame show. Listen to this, B. Have you read the email yet from CK?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The game starts at 3. What time do you think our coverage on The Fan live and local starts?
7.
9 a.m.
I was going 7.
I'm guessing, yeah, maybe Earl needs to start even earlier. I'm guessing it's Earl into maybe Denton and Linnell start that early. Maybe you get Doc in there. I don't know. But that'll be awesome.
It's going to be some good. Bro, you got to cover this, man. This is a great feeling. Listen, I can tell you, I have experienced this city, this area. Let's just say the area, not just the city. I've experienced this area when this team is at this level and playing like this. And it's something special. I can remember Monty Coleman said, sacrifice everything you have right now because you will experience this the rest of your life. And people still talk about that game. You get good feelings about people. I can remember I walk in the bar and guys coming up to me like it was yesterday. You know, you make sure you do everything you need to do and more. and you get a victory and move into the Super Bowl, and whether you – listen, this team has done – have been in on this slump. They're going to recognize this, but this is – it can set up a whole new era of being.
Dude, you don't want – throughout this playoff run, I think you and I have done – I think you and I have made a point of – I'm not here for the wow, what a great year conversation yet, because there's football to talk about.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll have the what a great year conversation. Yeah. But right now, there's games to talk about.
It's about trying to win the next one, baby.
And I'm not here for a this could be the beginning of something awesome for a long time conversation either, because there's a game to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, those conversations need to be had. But the only thing I would caution for anybody that is, you know, thinking big picture, long term, focus on this weekend, man. Football seasons are living, breathing organisms, and it's hard for things to align. Yeah, I mean, you need the damn planets to align. This is a lunar eclipse we're watching. You know what I mean? And you got to be so locked into this game. And with Philly, dude, I'm aware of Saquon. The way he's playing is outrageous. But we just talked about Jahmyr Gibbs in that game. Jahmyr Gibbs had 14 carries for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't think they got a chance, we're not breathing the same air.
Crazy.
I know Philly's going to be loud and cold and blah, blah, blah.
I don't think it's any louder than what it was in Detroit.
Dude, what'd you think of that? That,
bruh.
The first quarter, honestly, the first half was
– they put on a show.
That place is electric. They deserve credit for that.
Every person that comes in, they get like a band or something.
Yeah.
And
it was like a Taylor Swift concert.
Those bands light up based off of what the music is and whatever else. And when those lights go down and you start seeing that silver and blue and how it's bouncing around there, that's electrifying. But you know who got electrified by it? Our team.
Totally.
They were like, oh, hell, this for us, you know? So they didn't get rattled by any of that, but I'm telling you, those fans were rocking.
They
bought it for their team.
I really think we got to credit Dan Quinn and the Commanders' game plan.
Yeah.
Because DQ said yesterday, yeah, you know, we knew how loud that place was going to be. We knew it would be electric. And we just used it to our advantage.
Oh, yeah.
He said they practiced. One thing I thought was really smart, and maybe this has always happened, right? I'm not necessarily saying he created the light bulb here, but when they simulated the noise in practice, they simulated the noise on the field, but then they also simulated it, like, on the bench. So that – because the other part of this is not just on the field. Like, what about while the defense is out there and Jaden's trying to talk to David Blau or Tamita Pritchard or Kingsbury? Mm-hmm. It's so damn loud. I mean, where we were in the press box, it's hard to talk to the person next to you. Like, down on the field level, even if Jaden is sitting next to Cliff and they're looking at the iPad, it's still so loud. It's hard to do that. And DQ said they practiced that. A lot of the O-linemen were locked in on silent counts. You got to get. I think Trent Scott deserves a lot of credit for that performance, Brian. Cosby goes down, and we all hope the best for him, and we know he'll get the best care, and he'll work his ass off. But Trent Scott came in and was really good.
Yeah,
and
see that experience, man. Like we understand. Listen, we know that there's a little drop off, but his experience and playing so many games in this league that came to the forefront, and they. Next man up. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. All that stuff came to play in the game.
Totally. And I think Bobby Johnson, man, a guy that, to me, pretty inaccurately got dragged for last year in the Meadowlands on what is clearly just a fairly floundering organization right now. And they just had a ton of injuries. Bobby Johnson showed up here, and it was interesting because – they've had Juan Castillo for a while. There was Bill Callahan for a while. Bobby Johnson's a different dude. He works those guys hard, but he's not like the drill sergeant type. He's more of like one of the guys that's going to work your ass, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that O-line, I'd say, has been – they dealt with some injuries. Biotis looked beat to hell when he got in the locker room the other night. But they the line has performed, and Trent Scott throughout the season, and I was impressed by this, B, we were debating when Cosby went down was on the touchdown run, the B-Rob touchdown run. So then you have an extra point after. Then Detroit gets the ball. So there's a little period of time where you're unsure what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And there was like, okay, do you bring in Big Luke at right tackle and then kick in Riley?
Yeah.
Do you bring in Dieter? And then Scott comes out and everybody's like, oh, it's Trent Scott. After the game, DQ said, yeah, that's our 6-0 lineman. We have him practice everywhere on the line of scrimmage. Like, that's our guy. That's our versatile piece.
So he's our Riley McKenzie.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of thought of that.
I'm being honest. Riley played from right tackle to left tackle. He was damn good at center and guard. But if you needed him at tackle, he was able to fill that thing in. Big Ray Brown was all over the place like that.
And that's what you need to do on the offensive line is get your best five out there and let them figure it out. And that's absolutely what they did. And just what an effort from this team. I know the phone lines are going to go bananas when we open them up. I think that's going to happen at 11:30. We got Charlie Batch joining us at 11, the guy with Super Bowl rings, a guy that played in Detroit, a guy that knows the quarterback position. I'd be remiss if we didn't talk to some quarterback today about what Jaden is doing. Eventually,
Charlie played up there.
I know.
Yeah.
Eventually, we got to talk about how Landfill was correct, like he tends to be.